Final question. A number of times during this conversation, you referred to the Harvard study of 6 months of total androgen blockade in men with high-risk lesions. That actually was a study that you did. What's the next step that you want to take or are taking in terms of clinical research in these patients?
So we're building on that study, and we've just launched our next randomized study, which is began accrual literally last week. We accrued our first two patients, which is for high-risk patients. So this is now Gleason scores of 4 plus 3 or higher, or PSAs well in excess of 10, for the most part, most men over 20. And we're also including the PSA velocity group in there of greater than 2 in the year before diagnosis. They get randomized to the standard arm, which is radiation, 70 gray, standard dose, and 6 months of combined hormonal therapy, versus that, in addition, 3 cycles of Q3-week Taxotere at 75 milligrams per meter squared prior to the radiation during the neoadjuvant phase of the hormonal therapy, and then weekly Taxotere at 20 milligrams per meter squared during the radiation. This Taxotere regimen came from the phase 2 study published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology by the New Jersey group, Dr. DiPaolo and colleagues, showing that the 20 milligram per meter squared was well tolerated. Higher doses were not. They used pelvic radiation in that study, as we will as well, which is a switch from what we had done before. But we believe, based on the results so far, treating the pelvic nodes in these advanced patients is appropriate.
And how many doses of weekly Taxotere do they get?
The radiation lasts for 8 weeks, so it will be 8 weekly doses and 3 full cycles prior.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers and Dr. D'Amico, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Prostate Cancer Update.